Okay, so we're continuing here with our reading of chapter 12 of Mudjalila, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. We were talking about Mahaprabhu telling Sarup Damodar that, look what your Bengali Vaishnava is doing. Something very terrible. Washing my feet and then drinking that water, and because of this, Mahaprabhu says, because of this I do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. And one other interesting point in the purport, I thought, was Srila Prabhupada saying, he says, however, because he was playing, so it is not actually an offense to wash the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette. And I just thought that was interesting that Prabhupada is noting that one is playing the part of a spiritual master. A devotee, even if he is playing the part of a spiritual master, he always considers himself a humble Vaishnava. He is not thinking himself the spiritual master. Srila Saraswati Thakur noted this on many occasions. Srila Sridhar Maharaj told us that generally Srila Saraswati Thakur thought of his disciples as disciples of the Mat. Not his personal disciples, but disciples of the Mat. And often Srila Saraswati Thakur made comments about his disciples, such as, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, but I could not see him. I could not recognize him. There, Bhaktivinoda Thakur there in one of his disciples, telling him something or showing him something through one of his disciples. And Srila Saraswati Thakur considering that that was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving him some instruction. So, guru, relative and absolute position of guru. Absolute position of guru, he is the non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Relative position of guru, he is a Vaishnava. Relative position is seen by the God brothers and seen by the guru himself. The guru will be considering himself as a Vaishnava, with his God brothers and God sisters serving their guru, but taking an extraordinary position with his disciples to give them instruction and to allow that Krishna may be doing something through him to give instruction to persons who want to make progress in the line of Krishna consciousness. So, allowing that the Lord may do something through him, but he is not thinking that he himself is actually the guru. Guru is Krishna. Guru is Radha. Guru is Nityananda Prabhu. Okay. Text 128. At this point, Swarup Damodar Goswami caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck and giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. Our gentle Srila Govinda Maharaj sometimes behaved this way with those who were causing a disturbance in the mat, catching them by the neck and pushing them out of the mat compound, or taking them by the ear and dragging them out. And why? Because his duty was to protect the mat and the devotees and the deities and guru, his guru, Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So even such a humble Vaishnava may do extraordinary things in the line of duty to protect the Lord, the devotees, the deities, the mat, etc. So Sarup Damodar, who is incarnation of Vishakha Devi, caught this Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck and, giving him a push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. Now here again, a one Vaishnava ejecting another Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu calling this man who was washing his feet Bengali Vaishnava. Tomara Gaudiya. You're Bengali. So what kind of behavior is this between one Vaishnava and another? Sarup Damodar, who knows the etiquette, the proper etiquette, so much so that he dares to give instruction to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about how to observe proper etiquette. And Sarup Damodar Maharaj, what is he doing? He caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck, gave him a push, and ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. Extraordinary thing, actually. Acharya Abhiman, the madness of the Acharya, and that being shown here by Sarup Damodar, some extraordinary measure, one Vaishnava dealing with another Vaishnava, but Sarup Damodar feeling some inspiration to give some comfort to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu feeling uncomfortable because of the behavior of this Gaudiya Vaishnava, this Bengali Vaishnava, who had taken the water of his feet in the temple, in the Gundicha temple, and drank that water from the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, the personality of Godhead, there's no offense for doing that. But Mahaprabhu, considering himself a devotee, then feeling very uncomfortable, showing himself greatly displeased with this man. What a foolish thing you've done, taking that water that was used to wash my feet and then drinking that as if it were Charinamrita, which of course it was. And Sarup Damodar, catching that Bengali by the neck, pushing him out of the temple. Next verse. After Sarup Damodar returned within the temple, he requested Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. Well, Sarup Damodar also thought, this is an innocent person. And he's asking Mahaprabhu to excuse him. Yet still, Sarup Damodar ejected that innocent person, caught him by the neck, and giving him a little push, pushed him outside of the temple. And now, Sarup Damodar, that man who he's just ejected, thrown out of the temple, he's now asking Mahaprabhu, oh, please excuse, this is an innocent person. Agya aparadha, agya aparadha, translated as offense by innocent person. Agya aparad. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, it is not easy to commit offense to a Vaishnava. Sometimes it seems that either Vaishnavas or those who regard someone as a Vaishnava, they thinking that it is very, that the Vaishnava is very easily offended. You cannot tolerate someone sent an email recently that I saw saying he could not tolerate even something like the breath of an offense or something like that towards a particular devotee. And I wrote somewhere that I think most of the devotees in our mission and elsewhere do not really know what is Vaishnava aparad. How can we know when it's so easily at the drop of a hat, one devotee is ready to accuse another of Vaishnava aparad? Srila Sridhar Maharaj says it is not very easy to commit Vaishnava aparad, but easily devotees are being accused of Vaishnava aparad. So if the accusations are flying easily, fast and furiously, but Srila Sridhar Maharaj says it is not easy to commit Vaishnava aparad, then that tells me that many of us do not know what Vaishnava aparad actually is. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all of the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collections, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. So, if you didn't collect as much as the others, then you have to pay a fine. Sweet cakes and sweet rice. I shall gather everyone's collections, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, but why would he treat someone differently than another?
Because some of them.
Yes, because?
wanted to run to make sweet cakes and sweet rice.
Is that fair, Leela Sundri?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, very fair.
It doesn't sound very fair that those who are more capable, they will be rewarded with the efforts of someone who is not so capable.
Well, I'm sure someone will want to get out of there to make sweet rice and sweet cakes for God.
Okay. So I would say it appears that there is some Mahaprabhu is not it appears it is obvious that Mahaprabhu is encouraging some competition here. Mm-hmm. Who will show the best service? And who shows the best service will be rewarded, and who shows the least, he will be punished. And he'll be punished by serving the others. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temples, of course, that punishment means actually a reward. To get to serve the Vaishnavas, that's our highest aim and goal. And to accept the service of a Vaishnava, that's real punishment. Yes. So some devotees, you will have to accept the service of another devotee. And actually, so which is the real punishment? I would say that's the real punishment. Made to accept the service from another devotee, that is punishment. Being made to serve the other devotees, that's the reward. So the last shall come first. The first shall come last. Okay. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters in the ocean. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, in commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. So remember that what Mahaprabhu is doing, he's cleansing the temple to receive Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is coming from the his temple in Puri, coming to Gundicha. And before his arrival, Mahaprabhu wanted to be sure everything is completely spotless and clean and ready for the Lord's appearance. And Saraswati Thakur is saying, this is to show, Mahaprabhu is showing how one should properly receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Should be received within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani. To wash all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant
Hare Krishna.
Yes, the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this statement, Srinvatang Svakata Krishna Punyak Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti Surit Satam. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, the Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. And so Prabhupada elaborates upon this, that one should chant the holy names of the Lord in order to purify himself. And then he says, a material desire, one should not attempt material upliftment, understanding the Supreme by speculative knowledge, fruit of activity, severe austerity, and penance, and so on. Those are considered material upliftment. Trying to understand the Supreme by speculative knowledge, fruit of activity, severe austerity, and penance. In other words, not by material activity can one lift himself up to the level of the Supreme. All these activities are against the natural growth of spontaneous love of Godhead. As soon as these are present within the heart should be understood to be unclean and therefore unfit to serve as Krishna's sitting place. We cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave the example that allow Krishna to enter the heart. He will, if you just invite him, if allow him to enter, then he will conquer all territory is his territory. So he will conquer it. He will take the whole territory, like the military who create a beachhead. They first land on the beach, like in Normandy during World War II. First landing on the beach, and very difficult for the soldiers to land there because so much resistance from the enemy. But from the beach, they kept bringing more troops and equipment. Then they're gradually able to go further inland, and the Allies were able to defeat the forces of Hitler and Nazi Germany. They started with a beachhead, and from the beachhead they expanded outwards. Also that, another place. But anyway, so just allow Krishna to land in your heart. And because it's all his property, then he will conquer it. He will take everything. A material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. In modern language, this is called economic development. An inordinate desire for economic development is considered to be like straws and grains of sand within the heart. If one is overly engaged in material activity, the heart will always remain disturbed. As stated by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Sangsara Vishanale Diva Nishi Hiya Jivale Judaite Na Kainu Upaya. In other words, endeavor for material opulence is against the principle of devotional service. Material enjoyment includes activities such as great sacrifices for auspicious activity, charity, austerity, elevation to the higher planetary system, and even living happily within the material world. But we should not endeavor to live happily within the material world. It's a great temptation to want to live happily within the material world. But that sort of endeavor is not helpful for making progress in Krishna consciousness. That are like the dust and the straws and the dirt that Mahaprabhu is trying to remove from the Gundicha temple. So we'll go on to the next verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Nrisinga temple inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. As usual, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and those before him. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like rains in the month of Shravana. The sky was filled, Shravana, the month of Shravana. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of Sankirtan, and the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Sarup Damodar. Therefore, when Sarup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. The Lord thus chanted and danced for some time. Finally, understanding the circumstances, he stopped. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaita Acharya, to dance. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground, unconscious. When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaita Acharya hastily took him upon his lap. Seeing that he was not breathing, he became greatly agitated. Advaita Acharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisinga and sprinkle water. The roaring of the chant was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. When the boy did not regain consciousness after some time, Advaita Acharya and the other devotees began to cry. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and said loudly, "Gopal, stand up." As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya, he immediately came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance, chanting the holy name of Hari. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, I have described it only in brief. Purport. This is a matter of etiquette. If a previous acharya has already written about something, there is no need to repeat it for personal sense gratification or to outdo the previous acharya. Unless there is some definite improvement, one should not repeat. After taking rest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their baths. After bathing, the Lord stood on the bank of the lake and put on dry garments. After offering obeisances to Lord Nrisingadev, whose temple was nearby, the Lord entered a garden. In the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with the other devotees. Vaninath Rai then came and brought all kinds of Mahaprasad. Both Kashi Mishra and Tulasi, the superintendent of the temple, brought as much prasad as 500 men could eat. Seeing the large quantity of prasad, which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Among the devotees present with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Advaita Acharya, and Nityananda Prabhu. Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Shankar Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, and Vakreshvara were also present. Receiving the permission of the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his devotees sat on raised wooden seats. In this way, all the devotees sat down to take their lunch in consecutive lines, one beside the other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly calling, Haridas, Haridas. And at that time, Haridas, standing at a distance, spoke as follows. Haridas Thakur said, so if they're taking their lunch, that means all of this happened before lunchtime. So the temple was cleansed and everything done by lunchtime. Haridas Thakur said, let Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take his lunch with the devotees. Since I am abominable, I cannot sit down among you. Govinda will give me prasad later outside the door. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call him again. Sarup Damodar Goswami, Jagarananda, Damodar Pandit, Kashishvara, Gopinath, Vaninath, and Shankar distributed prasad, and the devotees chanted the holy names at intervals. Lord Sri Krishna had previously taken his lunch in the forest, and that very pastime was remembered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by remembering the pastime of Lord Sri Krishna, Mahaprabhu was agitated by ecstatic love. However, considering the time and circumstance, he remained somewhat patient. Mahaprabhu said, you can give me the ordinary vegetable known as lapra vyanjana. Lafra vyanjana. And you may deliver it to all the devotees better preparations like cake, sweet rice, and amrita gutika. This lafra vyanjana is a combination of several green vegetables all mixed together. It is often mixed with rice and delivered to poor men. Amrita gundika is a preparation of thick puri mixed with condensed milk. It is also known as Amrita Rasavali. I remember Janardhan Maharaj, when he was take prasad with Govinda Maharaj, he liked lafra. Always asked for more. Since Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient, he knew what type of preparation each person liked. He therefore had Sarup Damodar deliver these preparations to their full satisfaction. Jagarananda went to distribute prasad, and suddenly he placed all the first-class preparations on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When such nice prasad was put on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was outwardly very angry. Nonetheless, when the preparations were placed on his plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, the Lord was satisfied. Nothing has changed with the Bengali Vaishnavas. I sometimes become disturbed because they are giving me more, much more and more and much more than I want on my plate. But they would not even give attention to Mahaprabhu's objections. Then why should they give any attention to mine? When the preparations were placed on his plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, the Lord was satisfied.
You gotta eat a balanced diet.
When the food was thus delivered, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at it for some time. Being afraid of Jagadananda, he finally ate something. The Lord knew that if he did not eat the food offered by Jagadananda, Jagadananda would certainly fast. Being afraid of this, Lord Chaitanya ate some of the prasad he offered. Sarup Damodar Goswami then brought some excellent sweetmeats and, standing before the Lord, offered them to him. Sarup Damodar Goswami then said, "Just take a little piece of this Mahaprasad and see how it is that Lord Jagannath has accepted it." Upon saying this, Sarup Damodar Goswami placed some food before the Lord, and the Lord, out of affection, ate it. Sarup Damodar and Jagadananda again and again offered the Lord some food. Thus they behaved affectionately with the Lord. This was very, very uncommon. The Lord made Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sit on his left side, and when Sarvabhauma saw the behavior of Sarup Damodar and Jagadananda, he smiled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to offer Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first-class food. Therefore, out of affection, he had the servers put first-class food on his plate again and again. Gopinathacharya also brought first-class Mahaprasad and offered it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya while speaking sweet words. After serving Bhattacharya with first-class prasad, Gopinathacharya said, "Just imagine what Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior must have been. Just consider how at present he is enjoying transcendental bliss." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "I was simply a less intelligent logician. However, by your grace, I have received this opulence of perfection." So Gopinathacharya, he was responsible for helping Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. "But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu," Sarvabhauma continued, "who is so merciful, but for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful? He has converted a crow into a Garuda. Who could be so merciful? In the association of the jackals of logic, I simply continued to bark a resounding bew, bew. Now from the same mouth I am chanting the holy name Krishna and Hari. Whereas I associated with the disciples of logic, all non-devotees, I am now merged in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees. Mahaprabhu replied, from your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. The Bengali is Preeti. He has had love for Krishna. Prabhu Kahe, Mahaprabhu said, Purve Siddha Krishna Tomar Preeti. Tomar Preeti, you had love for Krishna. Your love for Krishna. Toma Sange, by your association. From your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus, you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness. Thus, there is no one within these three worlds, save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction. That is the statement of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Thus, there is no one within these three worlds, save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction. Mahaprabhu then took all the remnants of food offered to Jagannath, such as cakes and sweet rice, and distributed them to all the other devotees, calling them individually. Sri Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu sat side by side, and when prasad was being distributed, they both engaged in a type of mock fighting. Mm-hmm. First, Advaita Acharya said, I am sitting in line with an unknown mendicant, and because I am eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting me. Meaning, I'm sitting with some inauspicious person, so what will be the result of that? I'm sitting here, and this person is next to me, some unknown mendicant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order of life. Consequently, he does not recognize discrepancies. As a matter of fact, a sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. According to Shastra, there is no discrepancy in a sannyasi's eating at another's house. However, for a householder Brahmin, this kind of eating is faulty.
Faulty powers.
So, Sarvabhauma speaking as if he is this householder Brahmin who is now sitting in an improper place, taking food with an improper person, Nityananda Prabhu. A mendicant of unknown character. It is not proper for householders to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character, and behavior are unknown. Nityananda Prabhu immediately refuted Advaita Acharya, saying, you are a teacher of impersonal monism, and the monastic conclusion is a great hindrance to progressive, pure devotional service. Nityananda Prabhu tells Advaita Acharya, you are a teacher of impersonal monism, and the monistic conclusion is a great hindrance to progress in pure devotional service. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy does not accept anything but the one Brahman. You are such a monist, and now I am eating beside you. I do not know how my mind will be affected in this way. So Nityananda is giving as good as he gets, as they say. Sarvabhauma saying, I don't know what will be the outcome of me sitting here next to you, an unknown person, unknown mendicant, of unknown character, unknown family. I know nothing about your previous birth or your behavior. It's not proper for me to dine with someone like you. And Nityananda is saying, but worse than that, you are a monist, an impersonalist, and simply by your association, one may lose all this ability to progress in Krishna consciousness. You are such a monist, and now I'm eating beside you. I do not know how my mind will be affected in this way. Thus they both went on talking and praising one another. Although their praise appeared negative, for it appeared as if they exchanged ill names. Thereafter, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasad. Oh, I wonder if that was Vaishnava Aparad. Nityananda Prabhu calling Sarvabhauma a monist. And Sarvabhauma calling Nityananda Prabhu a man of unknown character and behavior. Thereafter, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasad as if sprinkling nectar. At that time, the mock fight between Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu became more and more delicious. The mock fight between Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu became more and more delicious. After taking their lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood up and chanted the holy name of Hari, and the resounding noise filled all the upper and lower planetary systems. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all his devoted personal associates. The seven persons, headed by Sarup Damodar, who were engaged in distributing prasad to others, then took their meals within the room. Govinda saved some remnants of food left by Mahaprabhu and kept them carefully. Later, one portion of these remnants was delivered to Haridas Thakur. The remnants of food left by Mahaprabhu were later distributed among devotees who begged for them. And finally, Govinda personally took the last remnants. Bhaktagana Govinda Pasha Kichu Magi Nila Se Prasadana Govinda Apani Paila. The remnants of food left by Mahaprabhu were later distributed among devotees who begged for them. And finally, Govinda personally took the last remnants. Well, this is the proper way of distributing Mahaprasadam. The fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. The pastime of washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple is but one of them. The next day marked the performance of the festival of Netrotsava. This great festival was the life and soul of the devotees. And that festival we'll read about next time. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Garanga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Satta Sri Sri Maj Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Shura Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Gaur Haribol. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Jai Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribol Gaur Haribol. Jai Sri Jagannath Rathyatra Ki Jai, Jai Sri Gundicha Marjana Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Gaur Haribol.